You were blown away last time. You better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller. There's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee liked it. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
Yes, on a Tuesday morning, about 20 past 8 is the time. It is time for He Shoots, He Scores, featuring director extraordinaire Toby Morris. Toby, good morning.
Morning, Mitch.
Lovely long weekend?
Yeah, look, it was great, but dude, you've probably noticed something different about me, dude.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I'm very tanned, Mitch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a bit brown.
Very, very tanned.
A bit browner.
That's because I've been to Hawaii, bro.
Hawaii?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I've been carving some hang tens, bro.
Carving some hang tens?
Yeah. Okay. Flip-siding, yo. But look, I didn't go to Hawaii by plane.
Oh.
Like the rest of y'all plebs.
Yeah?
I didn't go by ship.
How'd you get there?
I didn't even go by sub, man, dude. I went via the magic of film, bro.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, wow, very nice.
Right on, mulatto. No, but I didn't go through a David Attenborough film.
All right.
That would be boring.
Nah, boring.
He doesn't have any babes. His films don't have guns.
No.
His films, nothing, even rarely anything explodes in a David Attenborough film. But thanks to a man called Andy Sidaris, I can get all those things and Hawaii in
wow.
the one film.
Yum, great.
Yum. Thank you, Andy. Now, people in this world, they make it big for all sorts of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg made Facebook.
Yep.
Branson made Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
You made it big. You got a gig as a breakfast host on a community radio station.
Oh, yeah, big.
But Andy Sidaris, now this guy made it big. He was a pioneer in sports television.
Sports television, okay.
Yeah. So for 25 years, he directed the live broadcasts of huge events, including the Olympics.
Mm.
He won 7 Emmy Awards. He was the director of the ABC program Wide World of Sports.
Oh, yeah?
The American ABC.
Yep.
But what really gave him his big break,
mm-hmm.
so he's doing live sports events, right?
Yep.
He is the guy who came up with what we now know as the honey shot.
The what? The honey shot?
Which is when you're watching a game and they cut to just shots of babes.
Oh, in the crowd and stuff.
Hotties in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Some beautiful little bunnies, some cheerleaders. That's his idea,
that's,
man.
That's his claim to fame.
He's the guy.
Okay.
So he's a perp. So you can only imagine what an impact this pervy cool dude had when he decided to move into directing feature films.
Oh, great. What kind of masterpiece?
No, Mitch, look, you look outraged.
No.
You look angered by me even insinuating that a pervy guy could get a gig directing feature films in America. But it's a fact, man.
It's fact?
It's happened, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Chill out, bro. So from 1979 to 1998, Andy Sidaris directed 11 feature films.
11?
They would take him 4 days each to write. But that seems pretty fast, yeah?
Yeah, that seems pretty fast.
But don't be fooled, bro. He would think about the idea for at least a week beforehand.
Okay. It's an intense session.
That's from the mouth of the man himself.
Mm.
Now, are you familiar with a B movie?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So a B movie, basically, it comes from the idea of back in the day of drive-ins. So back when you were young,
mm-hmm.
You would go and see a double bill.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have your main film, the film that you wanted to see.
Yep.
Your Thelma and Louise,
mm-hmm.
or any film that you could name. And then afterwards, you'd play another film. So you get two for the price of one.
Gotcha.
But the second film would normally just be kind of a bit of schlock.
Yeah.
Like these would be cheaper, kind of crummy films.
Crappier, yeah.
But these sort of became their own genre where, you know, the idea of like a good story and characters became secondary to just some sweet action, just some sick explosions and just some frothing hot babes, bro. And that genre, that sounds like a good fit for the inventor of the honey shot, yeah?
The two things coming together.
Exactly. So now one of these films that Andy Sidaris directed is called Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1987, which is considered perhaps the greatest B movie of all time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now it's about two police officers who are played, coincidentally, stop judging, by some actresses who used to be penthouse pets.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's not how they got the job, man. Don't discriminate. They went to Hawaii. Well, the characters.
Yep.
Well, they did to film the film.
Yep.
But the characters go to Hawaii to intercept the delivery of some diamonds.
Some diamonds.
Diamond smuggling.
Ooh, okay.
Sounds simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's a snake. There's an escaped snake in Hawaii.
Just in around Hawaii.
Sounds simple enough. The snake has been mutated by toxic waste. It's a mutant snake.
That's the worst kind of snake.
Watch out. Now, all of this is, of course, just an excuse to show a bunch of explosions and boobs and bonkers action.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the only film that I've ever seen, Mitch, in which we've got somebody skateboarding whilst doing a handstand.
Yeah.
So he's on his hands.
On the skateboard.
And he's holding a blow-up doll at the same time.
Okay.
This is legit. And that he skates past some baddies in a Jeep. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
They turn around and go, nope, not having that, and pull out a rocket launcher, and then shoot him and blow the guy to smithereens.
Just because he skated past them.
Yeah, you got to skate on your feet, man. That's weird.
Hawaii has some strange rules and customs.
Yeah. The film's wild. But even wilder is that, like all of Andy Sidaris' films, it was a huge hit in Beirut, Pakistan, Lebanon, and Paris.
Really?
In Paris, there was an entire cinema, the Cinéma du Sidaris. I don't know if that's how to pronounce it. dedicated to the films of Andy Sidaris.
Really?
Yeah. And Hard Ticket to Hawaii is his pièce de résistance.
Oh, very good, very good.
That's French. but we're here to talk about music, Mitchie.
Mm.
The soundtrack to Hard Ticket to Hawaii was written by a guy called Gary Stockdale.
Gary Stockdale, yep.
Who would go on to write the music for the hit TV series Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Little link.
Yep.
And as we're about to hear, there's a reason that his singing career never really took off.
Oh.
Right? He wrote music, but not a great singer. There's a scene about 10 minutes into Hard Ticket to Hawaii in which we hear the theme song for the film. Now, our heroes, these two babes, they're flying this little plane over Hawaii. In the back of the plane, they've got two passengers.
Yep.
One of whom is total hunk.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who the other one is?
A non-hunk?
Yeah, it's a babe.
A babe, okay, yeah. Sorry, yeah, gotcha.
She's a beautiful babe.
Yep.
So we've got a montage, we've got the beautiful Hawaiian scenery, two beautiful women flying a plane, beautiful couple, literally just start making out in the back of the plane. It is a beautiful scene.
Okay.
And that calls for some beautiful music. And Gary Stockdale did not really deliver. But that's just my opinion. You decide for yourself. Here's the theme for Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Wow, an absolute B-grade film. Celebrated all over the world. Thank you very much, Toby Morris. Here
no
it
worries.
Is. You're on 2SER.